Olha, Samach Beis on the base. Samach Beis on the base, Mishra Vir says, out of Kotzer, a person makes Ned, he's not going to eat until the Kotzer. So what is the halacha? The Mishnah. Samach Beis on the base, out of Kotzer. Make a Ned, you're not going to eat Yayin, drink Yayin until harvest. Out of Kotzer. Chayiv Adam Levasini Bikuraya. Ad lo yada. Ad lo yada.
You're learning the Mishnah now.
Learning the Mishnah. Okay, nochmal. Ad a kotzir. Okay.
So really, why isn't this totally in that machlokes?
Of ad v'lo yad b'chlal?
Yeah, if you say ad v'ad b'chlal.
I hear. I don't know the answer. It seems that in Lashon b'nei Adam, ad means ad v'lo yad b'chlal. In Lashon b'nei Adam, it seems ad means until. That's what it seems to be the answer. Why is that the answer, Lashon b'nei Adam? I don't know. Good question. Okay, I want to thank everyone again for the gift, that wonderful gift you gave me. Thank you so much for the gift.
Yeah, like that. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much for learning with us.
Oh, yeah.
Entire year.
As if, who's doing who the favor over here?
I'm giving you like a nickel per minute.
Really?
Let's not go there.
Ad ha kotzir, ad liksar. A person makes a neder. He's not going to eat grapes until the kotzir. So what does halacha means? Ad sheyatzchil am liksar, until people begin haschola. Ad v'loy ad bichlal. They begin to harvest. Now, what kind of grain? There are two types of grain.
Ad v'loy bichlal.
So it says here in the Mishnah kitzir, chitiv v'loy kitzir. So it means wheat, not barley.
When it says Ada Kotzer is referring to chit.
Yes, the Mishnah Kitzir Chidiv La Avloy Kitzir.
Why? Well,
Stam. That's the thing. That everything over here. The Nekoit Hay Kol Biotcha Kol Halich Achar Lashon Bnei Adam.
What's the Hakol Lefi Makom Nidrei?
Next, Hakol Lefi Makom Nidrei. It all depends upon the Makom where we make the Neder. In Chayim Behar. Now, in other words, let's say there are different locations where the harvest begins at different times. When you're in the mountain area, then the harvest season begins, let's say, later. If you're in the lowlands, it begins earlier. Chit is more chashev. Okay, fine. That's
so
why.
Like if he's in the mountain, then it's in the mountain.
Right. All depends where you live. Every different.
Is it early or later?
Early or later. I'm not sure. The Mishnah is going to say. Later. The mountain is later. Later. Fine. So different. The mountain. I call you. I walk about nidra. Imhoye bahar bahar. Imhoye bebeka the valley bebeka. Next. Next halach in the Mishnah. Ad hagishamim. Until I'm not going to have hana from whatever until the rain season. So now this is going to tie in the whole daf about the sugya of a tainus, and the mesechta tainus. When do you begin to say mashiv haruach marid? When you say begin to say saint talamot levracha, when do you begin to say some people have not yet begun to say the saint talamot levracha? Even though on December 5th we began, the people have not yet remembered even one time. Some people have not even began to remember. But okay, when do you start to say so in chutz laaretz? We begin to say the tekufa. But when do they begin to say Mashiv Haruach Amor, like Saint Talam Motor, the Saint Talam Motor Levracha in Eretz Yisrael? So this is a three-way machloikis. And that is what we're going to discuss right now. A person makes a neder, I'm not going to have hana from a specific item until the Geshem. Ad HaGeshem, now it all depends. Nafkamina, you said it with Geshem versus Gishamim. Gishamim is B'Loshon Rabim. Geshem Loshon Yochid.
So again, Adak mix in the Adak Shami is an Ad Sheyu HaGeshamim.
So the Mishnah tells us Ad Sheyu HaGeshamim. Until the rain begins. Until the Zman.
Again,
the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to define for us exactly what this means. Ad Sheteret Ad until Sheteret.
There's another example.
Another example. Actually, now there are three different times. There are three different tekufas of rain. There is the beginning, the middle, and the end. So
definitely doesn't mean physically raining. It means
it's not. Exactly. Actually, according to what it said. Look what it said. The Rashi. There is no Rashi. In fact, on this. Actually, river shniya and fresh gemar. Actually, yizman shlo river alpi shlo yarda kevon.
Okay, listen.
Let's say a person makes a neder. I'm not gonna eat grapes until the river shniya. Revia shniya. Revia means reward. Revia means rain. Is it the kriya shma? Yoyre umal koyish or wisno is a better word for you. It means rain. Revia. So a person makes a neder. I will not have hana from an object until the revia shniya, the second rain. When is that? So Rabba and Shimon Lil Omer, Ad Sheyagia, Zman Shel Revia, Ad Sheyifsuku, period.
What is he adding?
Sheyagia, you reach. So the Gemara is going to explain. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Revia Shnia, the first of Gemara, Ad Sheyagia, Zman Shel Revia.
One second. Revia Shnia, Zman Shel Revia.
So now let's go back.
Let's go back.
Once the Zman comes, let's go take a step back. Let's go back a few lines. It says in the Mishnah, Ad HaGishamim. A person says, I will not have Hana from this object until Gishamim. That means Ad Shehihu HaGishamim. It's not Zman. If you say the word Ad HaGishamim means it has to be drops of rain have to come out of the sky. Okay, it has to be raining outside. I will not have Hana from this object until there is rain. So you have to actually see in the sky rain, feel the rain. Who says that? That's the Ran? Let's look at the Ran. Let's look at the Ran then. I read from Rashi. From Rashi it's Mashma. If you say Ad HaGishamim, it means until it actually rains. If you say Ad Revia Shania, it doesn't have to rain. It just has to arrive the Zman of raining. You hear the difference? Okay, so that's because the article is going to feed the parish of the Ran. Okay, so we're going to make it complicated now. We read the Ran. What does the Ran say? The Ran over here says, Ad HaGishamim, Ad Sheyu HaGishamim, Ad Sheterid Revia Shnia, Gimel Zmanim Heim Shol Gishamim, Bechol Zman Karu Revia, Al Shem Shah Gisham, Roivtsim Al Aritz, the Gisham, they Roivtsim, they crouch.
Where are you saying that?
I mean the Ran now.
Which Ran?
The Ran on the second wide line. I'm on page Daf Sadach Beis. Samach Beis, Omer Beis, the second wide line.
Adagsham,
Yagsham, Ashidar, Yusham, Ashidar, Yusham, Gimel Zmanim Hain, Shel Gisham, your three Zmanim, Bechol Zman, Kari, Revia, each man is called a Revia. Al Shem, Shagasham, Revtsim, Al Arit, the rain, they crouch on the earth.
And therefore,
let's see, Uketani, we'll see, therefore, Uketani.
No, he's saying the reason why it's called Revia because it crouches.
Revtsim, the Revia means it hovers. It crouches. Whatever it means, I don't know what it means.
That's the reason why it's called Revi?
Revia, from the Lord of Roivetz. Revia comes from the word to be Roivetz. I don't know.
No.
Yes.
I'm not making this up.
No. I just thought about this. Yeah. Revi also means
Maisa Bia. So it's and a Roivetz, he's saying, is an act, a tsura. Roivetz, an animal, is Roivetz on another animal, he's saying?
No. It could be a man on a woman.
Okay, so he's saying over here, he's saying that it refers to an act of procreation.
No, I'm and not that, joking. This
yeah,
is what
yeah,
the
Zera. The Zera. They have all the terminology.
The
word Rovitz means to crouch. Okay, I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. You want to go learn. Let's for the moment now not focus on this for the moment. There are other things we can focus on. The Chol Zman Kari Revia. The Zman, there are three different times in the year when it rains. Three different sections, three different tekufas of early rain. Mm-hmm. And each one is called Revia. Revia Rishona, Revia Shnia, and Revia Shlishus. Al Shem, why is it called Revia Al Shem? Shehagishamim, Roivtsim Al Arts. So Rishon's ever once said, because the word Revia is an expression which means a man having marital relations with a woman. And that act is called Revi, the earth, the water is causing the earth. So it's causing the earth to produce. That's where it says this. When you said it says in the Mishnah Mesechta Tainis.
Yeah.
So the male, the word Roivetz has the same connotation, a connotation of an act of Bia. The word Roivetz.
We see that by Bilam, it says Rivia is some. That Hashem counts the tippets of Klai Yisrael. Bilam said that in his Nevuah. Was the Lashon Roiva Mispar? No.
Roiva Mispar Yisrael. Okay, I don't remember. I don't remember.
And it also said by Yosef Tzadik also that even though it still came out of his 10 fingers, it says also the Lashon Roiva.
Yeah.
Help me out with this Parsha Vechi. Yeah.
Shlomi is the Valkyrie here.
Shlomi doesn't say in Parsha Vechi also, one of the Parshim say, Rashi brings a few pshatim, Raiva. It says that it came tippers out of his 10 fingers.
Vaita, v'chol zman kar revi al shem shag shem revi smal aretz. Next. Miu. Loi boy ad
shem. No, you're not learning the whole Rashi.
Okay, let's go. Miu. Third line on the right. Miu. Loi boy ad shem tabo.
No, you left out of here. V'tan, the machza ad shem tayred.
I skipped?
Yeah, you skipped.
V'tani. The mitzar ad shetayred reviya shniya. It says it's going to be osur.
Until the reviya shniya.
Shetayred reviya shniya. Mishum the mistama shniya mashma sheinu mekadem es kol kach. A person does not want to be machin kol kach kaviru shayna. Vloy macheris kol kach kishlishes. Okay, so according to the Ran, this is only the Ran. The Ran, when a person stamazoi says, I want to prohibit upon myself an object until geshamim, what you mean to say is the reviya shniya, the zman. You don't mean to say when the rain actually descends. We're not discussing physical rain. We're discussing a zman. Gesundheit. You mean to prohibit upon yourself the object until... No, it's okay. It's okay. Schleim was getting nervous. He was going to catch a cold. He was very nervous, Schleim. Because, you know, they say that you can catch a cold through Zoom, they say.
Okay, nay.
He has. He's putting on a mask now, Schleim.
Sorry.
If I were you, Schleim, I'd put on a mask right now.
Nay.
You don't want to catch. He's putting on a mask now. I don't want to catch a cold. Because I'm telling you, Fauci holds that you can catch...
Nay.
You can catch a cold through Zoom. He says you have to wear a mask in your house.
Nay.
Weiter. Gesundheit.
Oi.
Asusa.
Nee.
Asusa. I'll drink to that.
Nee. So let's finish the round.
Shlomi's putting on a Santa Claus costume. Where's your red yarmulke?
Nee.
Where's your red yarmulke? He over here. He had a red yarmulke over here. Nee. Ron. He was Santa Claus. The Chol's man.
Why can't it be Rishina?
Because it's too early. It's too early. The Gemara is saying stamazo. When a person makes a statement, you aim for the middle. You want to be a moderate. You want to be a balanced person. You don't want to be an extreme, a fundamentalist. You don't want to be too in the extremes. When a person says, "I want to prohibit upon myself an object until the zman revia," so the Gemara was yored according to the Ran's interpretation of the Gemara. Chazal were yored l'soif daito shaladam. He wants to be somewhere in the middle. You want to be in the middle. It's nishtahi nishtaher. It's not ad v'lo yad b'chlal. It's ad v'yad b'chlal. Your person wants to be b'soich amya and anoch yoshavis. You want to be mamish b'soich. You want to be in the center. You want to say ad revi. You mean to the middle. Miu loy boy asher tavar afilu. You don't need it until that it passes. It's not after the second revi has passed. Afilu kiyomer ad sheyu agasham mishum shein zmanim kvu. It's not.
What do you mean, loy boy asher tavar?
So he's saying over here, maybe when you say ad, this is your question. Maybe it means ad vi ad bichlal. The Ran appears to be saying a chiddush. The only time you can enter into the dilemma of ad vi ad bichlal, ad voya bichlal, is only when the zman is kavua. If you have a zman, a moment that's kavua, and you say ad, a set date.
Where are you getting that from?
The Ran is saying, Miu, the Ran is saying this. The last. Miu, loy boy ad shetavor. You don't need the ad until it passes. Which means ad vi ad bechlal. Afilu ki omar ad sheyuhu hagashamim mishum she'ein zmanam kavua. Now I don't understand this. If we're dealing over here with this, doesn't make any sense to me, because if we're dealing over here with a zman, I'm all confused over here. According to the Ran l'chayr over here is saying, the Ran is saying is that we're dealing with three zmanim, and when you say ad hagashamim, you mean the calendar date, and we're going to learn soon. There are three opinions as to the exact calendar date of the three revios. The calendar date. So it is kavua. It is kavua. So what's the shayla over here?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know. Let's leave that for now. I thought that the Rashi is chilek on the Ran, and Rashi learned that these are not two cases. According to the Ran, it's one case. The Mishnah says, ad ha-ksotzer, ad ha-shamim. We did it already. Second part of the Mishnah. The second one, ad ha-gesham. I'm reading the middle of the Mishnah.
Oh.
Ad ha-gesham. So the Ran is saying, or ad she-yihiyu ha-gesham. So the halacha is, ad she-tered revia shni. If a person says one of two things, if you say, I want to prohibit an object upon me until the geshamim, or you say the word she-yihiyu, it makes no difference if you say the word ad, or if you say the word ad sheyihu, hagashamim. The halach is The halacha is ad sheteret revia shnia, until it begins to descend. Right. It begins to descend the second it actually has to rain. So it's not a zman. It's not a zman. I take it back. It's not a zman. It's according to the Ran, it's takanat a zman. It's until the rain mamish comes. Gesundheit. Okay, I made him. I take. You see, he quoted. You see, he quoted from you, just like over Zoom, over the wires. You see, goes to show the nefois habayre that it can mamish spread over the wires. It's a raya why you allowed to make a havdalah. You listen to havdalah. You allowed to make a havdalah over the telephone.
Nay.
Because you, in mamish,
nay, nay.
It goes through. The proof is.
Let's continue the Mishnah.
Okay, according to the Ran over here is saying a chiddush nifla. He's saying that when it says in the Mishnah, you're learning Pshat in the Mishnah, Ad Hagashamim, Ad Sheyuhu Hagashamim means until actually rain comes out of the sky. That's what it seems to be saying. Now, the problem with that is,
it doesn't actually rain.
What if it doesn't actually? Of course it rains. In a regular year, there is an average Zmanim when it begins to rain. What are those Zmanim? The Gemara is going to say, the third, Rosh Chodesh Kis, there is the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan. The 7th day of Marcheshvan, 28th day. Okay, there are different dates. We're going to see the dates in a few moments. Some Mishnah, some Achleik, some what the dates are. Now, just because the Chazal gave us dates does not mean that it's actually going to rain. It doesn't mean that on those dates, punct, on the 7th day of Cheshvan.
What does it mean?
It means approximately, that you go and you take a calculation over 100 years, and you make an evaluation over 100 years, you will notice that on the 7th day of Kislev is the second time when it rains, the second Tekufa.
That means it's not going to happen before the seventh?
It's not going to happen, right. An approximation. If you do a scientific study over a significant period of time, you will discover that the mean of, or on average, when it rains on these particular dates. But it doesn't mean that it has to rain on that date, because every year is a little bit different. Every year it's not going to be the same. Memela, it's not Kavua. There is not a kavius as to when it actually rains. So when a person he says, I want to prohibit upon myself an object until ad hagishamim or ad shayu hagishamim, number one, it has to actually rain. Rain has to come out of the sky. And which rain? The second period of raining. When is the second period of raining? It's approximately lefi each one of the three opinions on a particular date. But it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen. There's no such thing. Mimela, that's why you don't say ad, the ad bichlal. That's the last line of the round. The round is saying, why don't we get into the conversation? If you said the word ad sheyuhu, or ad sheyuhu, yuhu as it ordinarily means, like in the previous example, it means this, it already happened. And here we're not, here there's no one that says such a thing. Everyone here until it begins. The answer is the only time you can get into the conversation of ad v'ad bechlal, ad v'le bechlal, or whoever you want to go say, sheyuhu, is only when it's kavua. Yeah. If it's not kavua, you can't get into that conversation, and it automatically will mean until the beginning.
Yeah.
According to the Ran, it appears, that he learns over here that mamish has to rain. We're not dealing with a zman, but when it actually rains. Look at the Mishnah, we're talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ad ha-gishamim, or ad sheyuhu ha-gishamim, ad she-teret. Teret means it descends. It comes out of the sky. Acha teret revia shenia. Okay, now does Rashi learn like that? Look at Rashi. Rashi says revia shenia. The first one more. Acha agir zmana.
Yes.
Acha agir zmana. So we have to go back. Acha agir zmana. That's what he meant right in the Mishnah.
Next.
Let's go further in the Mishnah. Acha teret revia shenia. Rabbi Neshima Gamliel Oimer. Acha agir zmana. It's Rabbi Neshima Gamliel said that it does not depend upon the rain. Is sheteret. Drops of rain come out of the sky. It means the Zman. When the Zman, it's Kavua. Itaka is Kavua. If it's Kavua, he's going to have to deal with the issue. Why don't you go say Ad V'Ad B'Chlal? So Ad
Shei... Meaning Shegiya Zman and Shei when it actually rains?
There are three calendar dates. So Rabbi Shimon Lomer, Ad Shegiya Zman and Shei... You arrive at the calendar date, Shei Revia, Shei Revia. What? Look at Rashi. Look at the Ran first. Rashi, ad she'agia zman shel revia, af al pi shlo yordo adayin. This svirlei, Rabbi Shimon will hold, the kevon de ein li yiridoso zman kavua, it's not set in the calendar, the meteorologist can't, there's no such thing, it's not kavua. Shel lepame me'acheres le'ver, I mean, we say the zman yiridoso, the zman yiridoso,
the
zman calendar Take out your calendar.
Chal
nidroi v'lo b'yiridos mamash.
He spells it out, yeah.
Kach nira be'enai. Okay, if the Ran is saying kach nira be'enai, you could bet every dollar you got in that bank account of yours is that there's going to be a rishon that's going to be chilek on this b'shtei yodayim. So Ran has to say kach nira be'enai. He's setting himself up. It means there's something over here that's loose.
Nice.
Which is not klar, and that means the other rishonim are going to disagree with this interpretation.
Nice.
Okay, if that's he's setting himself up, kach nir b'yenai, which means that what I'm saying over here is not 100% proof, but this appears to be to me to be correct.
Okay, nice.
Okay, weiter. Now, so we have achlekes al adag shem atchi yugashem atchi tevivir shnei. Rabbi Shmuel Lomir atchi yigiyaz manashal revia. Which revia, by the way? Which revia? Which Revi, by the way, I guess it means the second. Over here, doesn't say, you see, this is what gets confusing. Because in the Mishnah, when Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel says it's a Zman, so you'd expect him to say, Achi Yegia Zmano Shal Revi Shnia.
Yeah.
But he doesn't say Shnia.
Yeah.
He just adds, Achi Yegia Zmano Shal Revi. So which
Revi? So we'll find out later.
Next, new case now, a Naya case, a new case. Case number three in the Mishnah. Ad sheyifzuku geshamin. Person says, I will not have hanah from this specific object until it stops raining. Ad sheyetze nisan kuloi. Divrei
Oh, that's one. This is all his conditions.
Yes.
So you
got to wait until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. You got to wait until Nisan is completely over, until it goes out. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyavor ha-Pesach no.
Forgive me. Say it again.
Case number three. Ad sheyifzuku geshamim. A person makes a statement. I will not have hanah.
Oh, says Rav Meir is actually it's an isn't cool.
Until the whole chodesh nisan.
That's what he pasuk geshamim.
Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheyavor.
Could you explain to me? Until ear is the rainy.
Yes,
rain.
It rains.
It's not the rain. Since it's spring already.
He's saying a chodesh is that it's a zman of rain. It happens. It rains. I'm not familiar.
And you tell him in ear it doesn't rain.
In the Eretz Yisrael, no, it doesn't.
So this is all talking about Eretz Yisrael?
100%. All the Mishnayis.
Every time it talks about rain.
Mishnayis are always Eretz Mikoyt Haiklola B'yotcha. Mishnayis are always about Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
Gemara is always about Bavel. Mikoyt Haiklola B'yotcha.
Oh, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi lived in Eretz Yisrael.
The Mishnayis, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi didn't write the Mishnayis, he compiled the Mishnayis. And the Mishnayis are written about Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnayis were studied in Bezman Shabbos HaMikdosh HaYakayam, Chanukah. Starting with Chanukah is when they began to mamish compile the Mishnayis.
I thought it was after the Karm Bayis Rishon in Bavel.
Torah Shalpeh began to flourish with Chanukah. Chanukah is the haschola of the zman of the flourishing of Torah Shebal Peh.
So you tell me. Yeah. So this is very interesting. What you tell me?
I was there. I know. I was there.
So one second. So there were Mishnayosim, and he just compiled. He put together everything.
He selected whatever he did not. Whatever he did not is a braisa. That's Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya took all the psoilas, all the things that he did not want to include. Rabbi Rakhadish, he took all these memories. There were multiple sets of Mishnayis.
When did it start, this Mishnayis?
It would seem, I don't know exactly, but it would seem they really started getting serious after Chanukah. I was there. I was present. It wasn't so long ago.
I thought they strengthened. They.
It's only 2,500 years ago. How old do you think I am already?
I thought they how do you call it? They rejuvenated. They
clearly had the Mishnayis at the Zman of the Churban Beis HaMikdash by Hasheni, and that was about 200 years.
Yeah, but without the names of the Tanaim.
No.
Tanaim came out much later. Zman by Hasheni.
You're saying good. You're saying good. Without the names of the Tanaim, you're saying good. The Tanaim lived in the last Tukufa of the Bayis Hasheni. In the last Kufa, the last 100 years, the last 100 years.
So until then, there was always Mishnayis.
So it had to be that the 100 years before that, which the miracle of Chana took place exactly 200 years into the Bayis Hasheni. 100 years before
the
Korban.
And after the Tzach Muhammad, was 206 years left until the Korban Bayis Hasheni. 206 years.
After
Nes of Chanukah.
206 years. The last 100 years, they were already Tanoim. In the last 100 years of the Bayis, yeah. Shane, they were already Tanoim.
The Tanoim already came onto
yes.
the scene?
Yes, you read their
Shana
names.
Shana and Hillel?
Yeah. Their name, they already appeared. The last 100 years of the Bayis Shane, you already have the Tanoim. So Exactly.
What?
The Tannaim already were on the scene, already the last 100 years of the Bayis Sheni. Memelo, when did they start already, the Mishnayis begin to ready to appear? 100 years before that. 100 years before that was the time of the Hanukkah time.
What did they find?
Hanukkah was the Arat Torah. It's klar. And the
there was no.
I don't know exactly. I don't know. I'm not sure.
There's
the Sifra. The Sifrei. When did the Sifra and the Sifrei? It's the same time. The Sifra, the Sifrei.
I want to borrow that safe. They'll probably hope answer that.
You might yes, the yes. Same where probably, is that safe? I have it in
the
middle.
Young Israel.
The Sifra, the Sifrei, the. And the Mechilta. Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha.
Who wrote that? Who were the
three
author?
People. Three Svarim. Mechilta, Sifra is Vayikra, Sifrei is two. By Midbar, there's nothing on Bereishis.
It's Torah's Kahanim on Vayikra, no?
The Torah's Kahanim is the Sifra.
Oh, okay.
And there's nothing on Bereishis because there are no mitzvahs in Bereishis.
Right.
We don't count Bris
Mila Gira Nasha.
They don't count it. The Chinuch makes three mitzvahs in Bereishis, but not in the Mechilta. Mechilta starts with B'shalach.
Okay.
It starts with B'shalach. And then there's the Sifra, which is Vayikra. And then there's the Sifrei. There's no such thing as the Sifri. It's the Sifrei. Two books. The book of Bamidbar and the book of...
That's really pronounced, yeah?
Yes, the Sifrei. Mechilta is the Shemos.
So who wrote
Mechilta
it?
Mechilta starts with B'shalach. Halacha. Tanchum is much later. Tanchum is Medrash Agada. Tanchum is Medrash Agada. We're talking about the Medrash Halacha. Medrash Halacha, not Medrash Agada.
Mechilta,
the Tanoim. The Tanoim wrote Mechilta. Mechilta is the Makar of the Talmud Bavli. It's the earlier Makar of the Talmud Bavli. All of the Midrashe Tanoim that were later presented in the Bavli on the Yerushalmi are rooted in the Mechilta. It's on the shelf over here.
Yeah, I know.
Here it is on the shelf. It's not even so big. You know, it's really Simcha Soloveitcher always used to be into the Mechilta. The Nitziv, didn't the Nitziv write on the Mechilta?
No, he wrote on the Shultis.
On the Shultis?
Shultis Rav Chaya Goyim.
That's the Goyim.
Yeah.
That's much later.
And by the way, in the Shultis it said there wasn't even enough for one day, Hanukkah. It says comes along the Nitziv.
Tos Hatzvos.
Tos Hatzvos.
And Tos Hatzvos. And Shlomi Rabinowitz would say, Al Tikritah Tos Hatzvos. Elotos hadafum.
Me.
That's an old joke. It's an old joke.
Me.
I tried to write that in the journal. A journal that I participated already for. They always rejected that.
Okay, nay.
Always rejected that.
Nay.
I made it believe I'm the editor of the journal. I wrote, if you find a mistake, don't be upset. It's a tos hadafum.
Me.
And I signed by Noach ben Lamech. I spelled Noach with seven mistakes. Then I wrote Umisharsaf Hoari, the Ha'oirev, the Gamlu Rabbi Sayona.
Nay.
Rejected 3 years in a row that Nee. Advertisement.
Nee.
Vita, Mr. Rapport, you look very tired. Are you okay?
Review the Oimer Achiavra Pesach.
My brain is up, okay.
Baruch Hashem. Okay.
So Rebutus has a much shorter duration.
Good. Let's go right into
the until after Pesach.
Okay, let us review the Mishnah. We learned over here in Mishnah. We learned over here so many Yisoides. It was Kedai to come tonight just to learn this Mishnah.
My favorite Mishnah.
We learned, this is my favorite Mishnah in the whole Shas. We learned a lot of Yisoides. Let's chaz in the Mishnah. Erish de Zachis ad HaKotzir. A person makes a neder. I will have enough of an adjunct to the Kotzir. What is the halacha? The Erish halacha is... The people begin to go out to the harvest. What harvest? There's a harvest of wheat, a harvest of barley. It's the harvest of wheat, chitin. It's the ketzir chitin. Avalok, ketzir sardin. Not the harvest of barley. Next, where? If you live in the mountain, it has its own time. Live in the valley, it has its own time. It's hakolafi mokam noit nidroi. It all depends where you live. If you live in the mountain, that's where it starts. Im hoya bahar bahar. Im hoya bebeka bebeka. Okay? Next halacha. Ad hagi. A person makes a neder. I will not have hana from this object until ad hagishamim or ad sheyuhu hagishamim. What is the halacha? The halacha is your asr until rain comes out of that sky. The rain comes out of that sky. Which rain? Not the first tekuf of rain. The second tekuf of rain. It rains in three shots. It rains in three different tekufas. The early rain, the middle rain, and the late rain. You have to wait until the early rain comes and then do nothing. You're still usher. And then when the second rain tekufa comes, that's when you're usher to have hanah. That's when the isra is lifted. Ad shetered revia shania. Period. Next halach. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees. Omer, I disagree. It doesn't mean until. It means until the zman, not the actual liquid that comes from Shemayim. Ad sheyigia zman shel revia. And we're assuming, for the sake of simplicity, it means revia shenia. The zman of the revia shenia. Next halacha in the Mishnah. Nay halacha. Ad sheyifsuku gesham, until the rain stops. When ad sheyetze nisan kuloi. The whole Chodesh Nisan. How many days Rosh Chodesh A'ir is there? Two. There are 2 days Rosh Chodesh. That means you have to wait until the whole, it goes out entirely, which I'm assuming you have to wait until the second day Rosh Chodesh. The second day Rosh Chodesh A'ir, until you go out. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Sheyavar HaPesach. Pesach passes. What about in Chutz Liaretz? You have 2 days, you have to wait another day. It's halach achal l'shon b'nei adam. Acharon shel Pesach. Shvi shel Pesach is not enough. Halach achal l'shon b'nei adam. Shayav or Pesach, it's no more Pesach. What about Ishri Chag? L'chari not. The truth is, there's no such thing as Ishri Chag. Ishri Chag is only on Shavuos. There's only really Ishri Chag on Shavuos. Ishri Chag and Pesach and Sukkot is not real Ishri Chag. You know, that's a make-believe Ishri Chag. You know that? The Iker Ishri Chag is only on Shavuos, not on. We don't say Tachnun anyway, the whole Chodesh Nisan. And you don't say Tachnun, and why don't you say Tachnun after Sukkot is over? Well, some people have a custom not to say Tachnun the whole Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, that's a very shver minute. And then, why, if you have a minute to say Tachnun, why don't you say Tachnun on the day after Simchas Torah? It's a good kasha. It's not a real Ishri Chag.
You don't like
Tashlumot? Oh, Shmini is not a Yandu B'fnei Atzmai. It's not a Yandu B'fnei Atzmai. It's a Hashlama. There's no carbon Re'iyah on Shmini Atzeres. Linen carbon. What's the carbon? Linen carbon? What's the carbon? The carbon is the special carbonus, one of the 8 things. Okay, I don't know. Let's go weiter. Okay, so we learned the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah twice. We learned the Mishnah very detailed. Yishol Zev, you with me? Next, now we go to Gemara. Tell them the Brisa. Now we go to Gemara. Hanoida ad hakayitz. Begolil. Okay, this is just illustrating that the location. And depends. The person makes neder ad hakayitz until the summertime. Where are you, begolil? In the Galil. Begolil. And then what happens? Vior le amakim. Then you go down and you relocate. You relocate to the amakim. So now the question over here is,
what does amakim means?
The valleys. The valleys. The Galil is this high up. And you relocate to a new location in the Amakim. So now, so the question is, are you allowed in the Amakim? It's not in the Amakim. It is not yet called the Kayetz. Until the Kayetz. It's not yet. So what is halach is, do we say that since I have a new location, so my neder is going to adjust to my new location? The answer is no. The answer is, wherever you make the neder.
That happens later or earlier?
That happens later. Hanoider
ad hakayetz.
Ad hakayetz bagolil, and then you relocate v'yored la'amakim, afal pi shegia kayetz ba'amakim, even though currently now, in the amakim, on the calendar, it's not called kayetz, also, you remain prohibited to have enough of the object, ad shegia kayetz.
Oh, so that means it first goes into the valley, then it goes into the mountain.
Right. The summer season, what is called summer in the Amakim.
It first occurs in the valley.
In the valley. So even though right now in the valley it's already called the summer, and you want to say that since I made a neder until the summer, and right now where I'm currently...
Why talk in the valley at the summer? Why?
Because
the heat.
I don't know, the topography somehow. I don't know. I don't know how this works. You got to ask a meteorologist or a person.
I thought heat rises.
Somehow in the swampy lowlands... The heat, the moisture builds. I don't know. On top of mountains, it's always cold up there in the mountains. It's up. There's snow up there in the mountains. High elevation means so. You go in the airplane, you go up into the sky. It's very cold up there in the sky. Right.
Nee.
Ad hagashamim. Okay, so that's one halach. What is the yisoid? The yisoid here is, if you make a neder, when you make a neder, the neder is chal upon, it's upon the gavra. The gavra, nishtachefs, the gavra. When you made that neder, where you were, the place where you were, that's where the neder, that's that the rules of the neder are dependent upon the location. Not the gavra, I don't know, but the location where you made the neder. And if you change locations, it doesn't make a difference. You have to still follow the rule of where you made the neder from. Yeah. This is a very important halacha with Nogea, the international dateline. Very important Nogea, going to the moon. I'm sure many of you have gone over here, spent a chalamoid vacation on the moon or on Mars. And the male, they don't have the regular, so therefore, where you start out is where you finish. If you start out counting Hanukkah candles here in New York, and it's now day 3, and then you go past the international dateline, and there, they're up to day, and then when it comes the next day, so the next day, I lit candles here in New York, I did day 2. And then I passed the international dateline, and they're up to day 4, but I'm only up to day 3. Where you start is where you finish. If I left this location and it's day 2, and I now go to a new location, it's day 3. I don't care what they do over there. Just because over there they're up to day 4, there are certain areas in halacha you do how you started. And there are certain areas in halacha you have to follow the tzibur, every halacha. I once told a very big Talmud Chacham. What? So it all depends. Every halacha, you want to say it's like a presuming nitsa, it's a contradiction. Like I told her, what happens if you go and you write a pair in a tefillin and a mezuzah. Tefillin and a mezuzah, if you write a letter backwards, it's possible. It's possible. What happens if you write a letter in Hawaii, and then you come on the other side of the international dateline, and then you write a letter before? Is the din of shloi kisidron?
Say it again.
All right, we don't waste too much time on this.
Okay, next. Okay.
So the truth is shloi kisidron is not totally in what is it totally in zman, or is it totally in the letters on the piece of paper? Make believe, even though it's not true, it will be totally in zman. So I once told the Rebbe Talmud Chacham, there should be a chilik between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Tefillin shel yad is din of lecha. Tefillin shel rosh is a din in acherim. So,
when you say
acherim, other people, people look v'ro kol ha'meretz. So in the tefillin itself, you can be mechalik between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. In international dateline, is it a personal mitzvah or is it the way you're perceived by others? All right, let's go by that. Next, anagashamim.
Or
so what is the halacha?
What does that mean?
Two cases. Put a period there. Ad hagishamim, period. Or.
What's the difference? Ad shiyu gishamim. What's the difference?
Ad shiyuhu hagishamim.
What's the difference?
Shiyu is a chiddush. Loizu avsu. You would think that maybe. If you say sheyuhu, it should means until the zman passes. Ad hagishamim simply means until the beginning point. If you say the word ad sheyuhu, you may think that it means until the zman is over. It has already passed through the zman. Komash milon, the Mishnah says no. Ad sheteirin, both. It makes no difference. If you say ad hagishamim, or you say ad sheyogishamim, the halacha is
until
the rain begins to descend. Ad sheteirin revia shnia. And then Rabban.
What do you mean it hasn't rained yet until that?
The beginning. It has to come down from the sky. The first drop.
But let's say that, but not always. We approximate.
Approximately. It's not a date. It's not a calendar date. It means in a regular year, it rains 3 times. That's the way it goes. That's why Hashem made the
when
world.
When is the Riyah Shnia? What year? What month of
Cheshvan? I think we pass in the 7th day of Cheshvan. We pass in the 7th day, if I'm not mistaken. We'll see in a few moments. The 7th day.
Okay, next.
The 7th day of Cheshvan. So therefore, that's approximately. It rains 3 times. The early, the middle, and the late. So the person says, I want this to be prohibited to me. I want this to be Osir Ad.
So it says Yoyra Malkosh, which Yoyra, which rain are we
early
talking
rain. About? Yoyra is the early rain, Malkosh is the late rain. The early rain, Hashem will provide the early rain and the late rain.
You mean
rain.
The very first rain and then the late rain?
It's called
the
Yoyra.
Rain.
And the late rain is the heavy rain. The early rain, the early rain is it? Which Revi is it? I don't know. Saying creation every single year, you should know this stuff. I don't know. Yoyre Umalkosh. Hashem will provide the early rain and the late rain. The early rain is a delicate rain. The late rain is a torrent. It's a stark rain.
But
Malkosh,
I think the first thing Malkosh means when the stalks are full.
I don't know. It's the late rain. The Yoyre is the early rain. Malkosh is the late. Look at Rashi and Chumash. Rashi, Rabban, Sheli, Yisrael.
Hey, next.
The Chumash, the early rain and the late rain.
Okay,
so person says, so what is the halach until it actually rains? He disagrees until the zman comes. Now,
what's the difference from Shimon until the zman?
If it mamish has to rain, or it means the zman, a calendar date, according to the.
So according to that comment, mamish has to rain.
Yes. Amar b'zera. Machloikis Yomer Ad Hagashamim. When you said what Avul Omer Ad Hageshem, he's coming at a split here. If you say Ad Hageshem, then everyone agrees Ad Zman Geshamim Kamer. Everyone agrees, even Rabban, even the Tanakama admits it doesn't have to rain. It means you want to define it with precision, the calendar date. Avul Omer Ad Hageshem.
Ad Zman.
Zman. If you say Geshamim, or when you say Geshamim,
it literally has to rain.
Then according to the Tanakhama, it has to actually rain. The Revi Yashniya. What if you say the word Arageshe?
Even the Tanakhama says Azman.
He's going to admit to it. Come on. Meisvei, I'll show you it's not so. Meisvei. It says in the Braisa, there's a Mishnah. The Meisvei, Ezeh Azman Shalviya. Okay, this is the Mishnah, or this is Braisa. What is the Zman Shal Revia? When is the Zman of the rains? So there are three Zmanim. There's the Bechira, and then there's the Beinoinis, and then there is the Afela.
What is Begimel?
Begimel.
What does Beis Gimel stand
the
for?
The third day of the month. Begimel. Ezeu Zman Shal Revia HaBechira. One more time. Ezeu Zman Shal Revia. Period. Nee. Question mark. Nee. When is the Zman? End for the Gemara. HaBechira. Nee. The first rainy season is Begimel. The third day of Cheshvan.
So Rashi says that. Why doesn't the Gemara mention that? Okay, whatever.
That's Pasha. It's third day. Beinoinis. When is the middle zman of raining?
B'shiva.
That's how we pass it.
That's what you said.
When in Eretz Yisrael do they begin to say, M'sein Tal U'matar
Livracha.
Seventh day. Day seven. B'shiva. Afila. When is the end late zman? B'eshim V'shalosha. Day 23. Okay? We're long past that. Because we're holding in Teves already. We've gone through Kislev. We've gone through it all already. We're holding now. Tonight is the fourth day of Teves. Only 6 days until Asar of Teves. Are you ready to fast, Shlomi? What day of the week is Asar of Teves? Tuesday, right middle of the week. Are you hungry, Shlomi? Are you hungry already?
Rabbi
Huda
says the first rain is
B'shiva. So, B'shiva. The first one
is
day seven. B'shiva also 17. 17 is the second time. B'shiva 23. Rabbi Yossi Omer B'shiva. 7. I'm sorry. B'shiva Asar. The first, there is no 7. The first day is the 17th. Yosef, he was 17 years old.
No, when the Mabul started.
B'shiva Asa of...
Shiva Asa, that's when the Mabul started.
Very good, Itaka saying very good. At
night.
You're
supposed to start the
11th. It was really the 8th. It was B'shiva Asa Ba'erev. It was at night. It began to trickle.
No, by day.
By day, just raining. A little bit. It started to drill. And then the Arubas Hashanah were open at night, the 18th. It began to rain delicately.
In the middle of the day, yeah.
It began to rain delicately in
the
middle of the day.
The bottom line
and
is that's when it started.
It could have turned into Gishon
okay,
Bracha.
Technically, that's when it started, yeah.
No, we have to say the 18th because you want it to come out on Lag BaOmer. You want the Mabul to coincide with Lag BaOmer. The Mabul, the Lag BaOmer is always the 18th day.
Okay.
Day. and you don't want to say that it's not the 17th day of Tishrei of Cheshvan, but it's the second. It says the second month. Do you count the second month from Tishrei, or do you count the second month from Nisan?
Depends who you follow. Reb Lezer, Reb Shua.
Oh, so if you want to make a come out that Lag BaOmer came when the Mabul began, the Arubos Hashem Niftachu, then when it says in the Torah that it began on the 70th day of the second month, it means it was Iyar. And when it says the 70th day, it means that it began to rain delicately in the middle of the day. But when did the real torrent begin? At night, when it turned night in the evening. And that means that the Mabul really began at the same time of Lag BaOmer. A little bit of a doichen.
Why? What does that have to do with Lag BaOmer?
Oh, you're the Arizal. You should know this stuff. This is Sisra Torah. This is the Sisra Torah. I only can be all of this 3 o'clock in the morning.
What does that have to do with Lag BaOmer?
You have to come to me through after we do Tikkun Rachel Tikkun
Leah. No, you mentioned this.
After Tikkun Rachel, we'll discuss this.
No, come tonight, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Lag BaOmer, we'll talk about this. This is Tifa stuff.
But you mentioned Lag BaOmer, so you might as well explain yourself.
I don't remember. No recollection.
Next.
Tohoim Rabba. Tohoim, it was...
Tohoim Rabba.
Weiter. So, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, okay, the Chayin Rabbi Yosef Omer Eina Yechidim Misanim Ad Shigia.
This is part of the Brisa.
Part of the Mishnah, I think. Part of the Mishnah. I'm saying. Omer Eina Yechidim Misanim Ad Shigia. Now, if it doesn't rain, what happens? Tainis. How many Tainiyos are there? Six. Six Tainiyos. When do they begin to declare a fast day? Ein HaYechidim Misanim Ad Shigia Roish Chodesh Kislev.
According to
Rabbi Yosef. So what do you say? Because that's really that's the Revi'a Shlishis. If it has not rained by the Revi'a Shlishis, so then you're in a lot of trouble.
Nee.
So, but according to the Chacham who disagree with Rabbi Yosef, you have to start fasting before that. Because according to them, the Zman of the Revi'a Shlishis already came to pass on the 28th day.
So what's the 17th day.
So now, the Amrin Allah, let's go weiter. Bishlam Revi Rishon Elisha, what's the purpose?
The question is,
why did Chazal give us three Zmanim for the Revi'a?
Nee.
Why can't, what do we need? What do we need three Zmanim for?
Nee.
It rains. What difference does it make if it rains? This time, that time, what's the purpose of knowing the three Zmanim?
So let's see,
the Amrin. So the Amrin, we ask the Kash, Amrin Allah, Bishlam Revi Rishon, the first Revi'a.
What is the Amrin? What context is Amrin Allah?
The Gemara asked Ramin Allah, the Chachamim, in the base of Beth Midrash. They asked this Mishnah, what's the purpose of this Mishnah revealing to us that there are three Zmanim of rain? Ramin Allah, Bishlam Revi'a Rishon, the first Revi'a Lishol. That's when you have to begin to say, V'sein Tal Umotar Livracha.
Shlishis,
if it does not rain by the end of the third Revi'a, you have to fast because there's something wrong. Ella Shnia Lamai, why did Chazal tell us there's something called Revi'a Shnia, the second Zman? What is the purpose of knowing Revi'a Shnia Lamai? Lamai, the Amr Rabbi Zera, Lenoider, it's Nogea when a person makes a neder.
Oh, I see.
I make a neder, I want to prohibit upon myself an object until the Revi'a.
Me?
Until the time that it rains, until the Geshem.
The second rain.
So now we need to know, so when is it also? So a person wants to be a Beinoni. He does not want to go to the extremes. He wants to be the Revi'a Shnia. So therefore, we need to define a Zman, a particular time. Now, if you're going to tell me that there's no such thing, if you're going to tell me that the time of the Neder is when it actually rains,
right?
So then there is no purpose
in
telling us a time. The fact that this Mishnah, the Mishnah and the Braisa have to tell us a very specific calendar date is because there must be a Hechet Himsa, where even the Chachamim agree that it all depends on the date, does not depend on the actual rain coming out of the sky. So that's why we need to know the date. Is the date going to be the day 7? Is it going to be day 17? Or is it going to be day 20, 28? Or whatever it is.
So it's Shver on the Chachamim.
No, it's not Shver. Because now we understand what it says, What it says that if you say Ad HaGeshem, if a person says Ad HaGeshem, everyone agrees you have to wait until the Zaman.
No.
The Zaman. If you say Ad HaGeshamim, then it depends upon Machloikis, doesn't mean the rain Mamish or the Zaman. But if you say Ad HaGeshem, Geshem means Mamish, the Zaman. So they mean
actually when it rains.
Rains. So therefore, what's not mean? Look, come on, Ozlo Hodatanya. Who is this?
Okay,
that's it. El Shnia. So therefore, different that way. This is
He said, "Rabino Lag Kaman Azlov."
Wait, this is a kash. You're right. Let's go back. Meisve. We asked the kash, right? Meisve. Is there Zman Shalavi? Okay. So now, Rabino Lag Kaman Azlochad. Rabino Lag Kaman Azlochad. Let's see. Nachmol. El Leman. El Shalmai Lemai. What's the purpose? I'm Zero Lenoide. Okay, fine. Now let's go further. We're not finished the kash. Now we're one more step. V'armuina law. It was further said concerning this brisa. Kiman oz lohodetanya. Rabon. Shimon.
So this is a brisa now.
Right. Kintad this brisa. Rabon. Shimon. Oimer. Remember, he's the one in the Mishnah that said it means zman.
Yeah.
He's the one that said it means zman. Oimer. Gishamim. Sheyardu shiva yam ze achar ze. Atamoine bochem revia rishoine ushnia. Now, what's the kasha? Now, he says, let's say it rains 7 days in a row. 7 days in a row means you've already passed through, you've already gone through the second revia. Now, wait a minute. If you learn that the first zman is gimel, there are three opinions, right? We learned, when is the revia? So the Tanakhama said, habechir is gimel, the beinonis is shiva, afela is 23.
Yeah.
How many days are there between 3 and 7? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Five days. So can that possibly be that you've gone to the Revi'ah Shniyah? Let's say it rains 7 days in a row. Can't be, because in between Revi'ah Rishon and Revi'ah Shniyah is only 5 days.
Right.
What was the second opinion?
Rabbi Huda.
Rabbi then came, that's the mayor. Rabbi Huda says 7 and 17.
What's on that?
So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 10, 13, 10 14, 17. It's not 11 days. I think it's 11, right?
11.
7 to 17 is 11 days. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 11 days. Can be. So who could it be then? Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shiva, Rabbi Yosiyah, Rabbi Shiva, also Rabbi Yosiyah, Rabbi Shiva, 17. The first is 17. The second is 23. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and 23. Exactly 7 days. So therefore, this brisa that says, if 7 days pass, 7 days pass, it rains 7 days in a row.
Oh, I see.
You automatically know that you've already passed through the second revia, the second river. That goes like Rabbi Yossi, Kiman Ozlo Hotayim, Shimon Megushom Shavyam Zechaz, Atom Mohem Revier Shushan Shriya, Kiman Rabbi Yossi. Oh, so what's the kasha? So
one second. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is referring to Rav Yossi,
right? So now what's the kasha? So let's follow through. What's the kasha? Look at the Ran. Let's jump down in the Ran.
Yeah.
The Ran. How did the Ran stell to the kasha? Look at the Ran. It's let's see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines before it gets wide. Kiman. The Dibir Hamaslan. The Dibir Hamaslan, in the Ran. Kiman. Oslo.
One second.
Look at the Ran. Before it gets wide. The first Dibir Hamaslan before it gets wide. Kiman. Now, here comes the part we need for our Gemara. The Rabbon Shimon Gamliel, the Devarim, the Rabbonon, Kamarlu. He's speaking according to the Chachamim. Lididi, according to me, loy kapidna binoider, biridas kishon. According to me, Lididi, according to me. Where Shimon Gamliel, he says kishom shod zechaze, shiva yamim zechaze. You have two reviews. Lididi, according to me, loy kapidna binoider, biridas kishom klal. Ella Bismanon. According to me, this is what he said in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, it all depends on a calendar date. A calendar date. If a person makes a neder, I will not have anah. Ad sheyerdu hagishamim. It's going to be a calendar date, which is going to be, let's say it's going to be the 7th day, or it's going to be the 23rd day. The date's going to be 17, a calendar date. But according to you, who hold that has to actually rain, you could know for a fact that if it rains 7 days in a row, according to you, you've already achieved the second revia. Lididi, according to me, I don't need it to rain because I hold this totally in the calendar.
So therefore, how does it stem with then?
Lididi, like up in the benoit de bimidas kashamil klal, ella bismano. Ella liditru, nihi dikap disu. Biri de mamish, you are makbid. That it should mamish rain.
So it's very good.
Orderly mias to afagav, the alpish, shastros, you just know how some mitchels review, we shine of the pasuafilahachi, hachi, Oydu lead the cave with the Shanim Shu and Revia Shnia, Toyras Revia Shnia Lane, Ushlim Luzmanian Nindore. Now, what's the Kasha? So, all we've done so far is explain good shot.
The Kasha is.
Oh, now comes the Kasha. Here comes the Kasha. Now, put on your helmet. Here we go. Vikosalcha Daidach, we think now. The Benoider.
The
Benoider ad Hageshem Askinon.
Oh.
What's the case? The case is the person says, I want to make a neder. Ad Hageshem.
Wait a minute. The rain.
But wait a minute. If you say Ad Hageshem, we just conclude even the Chachamim is that it's totally in Zman.
Correct.
Not totally in rain, right, Mamish. Talk right. Have a little Ochid Inche. Vimisa Dilidur Bizera. Do you remember the Ad Hageshem? Kulamo do the Ad Shagia Zman Kama. Hey, Chanom Shagia Limios. We don't need this whole conversation if it rains 7 days in a row. My area yard, I feel low yard to clown. Cave in the Chinoder, out of Geshem, Amar. Because Manish will reveal Shneel, look at the Almosham. And what's the Gemara answer? No. Answer the Gemara, who do you remember? At Hageshamim. Ain't no Hanami. Even though you thought that the case here is at Hageshem, that's not the case. At Hageshamim.
But that's Man. Why do you have to fast? It's only during that time. You don't have to wait until it actually rains.
We're not fasting. We're talking about the Neder now, the Neder. Well, the neder, the neder. Fasting is the third Zman passes.
So what's the kach they were asking for?
Over here, Rabbi Shmuel says it has to actually rain. Rain, mamish. But if you say at a Geshem, it doesn't have to rain. Everyone agrees that it means only the Zman.
Right.
In a Chanami, the case on a Geshem.